Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Samach Gimel. We are up to Sif Lamed Aleph, the top line on Reish Chaf Hei, the page following 448. The Mechaber says in Sif Lamed Aleph, Hemid Lechi Be'emtza Mavui. So you have a Mavui, and you place the Lechi not by the edge of the Mavui, but rather you place it in the middle of the Mavui. So then it depends. If outside of where the lechi is, towards the outside of the mavui, there is a chatzar that opens up into the mavui. So besides the mavui in the middle of the, besides the lechi in the middle of the mavui, there's also a lechi at the edge of the mavui, and there's a chatzar on the outside between the two lechis. So then, osrim elu al elu, the two areas of the Mavui will aser on each other, Achi or Urvu Yachad, until they make one big Erev together. And we'll discuss details of that in the Mishabura. V'im Ein Sham Chatzar, if there is no Chatzar on the outer end of the Mavui beyond the Lechi, O Sheyesh Chatzar, or even if there is a Chatzar, but V'lo Asu Achitzonim Lechi L'Rosh HaMavui, there could be a chatzar there, but they didn't make an additional lechi by the outside of the mavui. Shemin halechi v'lifnim mutarin. Then from the halfway point of wherever the lechi is, inward will be mutter to carry. But mimenu v'lachutz asurim. Outside of that lechi, towards the outer end of the mavui, would be asur to carry. Avol, that's all if they made a lechi in the middle. Avolim osu be'emtza shnei pasim. But if they put really two lechis, two small boards, O pas arba'a, or a board of four tfachim, so im eino rochav yoser me'eser, if the width of the mavui is not more than 10, o sha'asu tzuras pesach imu rochav yoser me'eser, or if they put a tzuras pesach down the middle of the mavui, if it was more than 10 amos, so that's a real separation, much stronger than the one lachi. So then the din is afilu im yesh chatzar me'atikim v'lachutz, even if there's an additional chatzar outside of this pasar bo'o, or outside of this tzuras ha-pesach, v'osu gam achitzonim tikim l'rosh ha-mavui, and they also put some kind of fixing, a lechi or a korah, on the outside of the mavui, kol echad yochol la'arev, each area could be ma'arev together, v'yamutter b'chelko, and they'll all be mutter in their area. So let's see the Mishabura that gives us more details of what's going on. So just to summarize the Mechaber, we have a long Mavui, and they put a Lechi at the halfway point. So if there's a Chatzar outside of that halfway point, towards the outside, and they put a Lechi also by the outer end of the Mavui, then they aser on each other if they didn't join together with an Erev or the Sheet of Mavuos. If there is no chatzar outside of the halfway point where they put the lechi, or there is a chatzar, but they didn't put an additional lechi, so then from the midpoint where the lechi is, inward is going to be fixed up properly, and outside will be outside of, out of bounds, will be outside of the area that you're allowed to carry. That's all if you only put a lechi there, but if you put two pasim, or a pasar bar, or a tzuras ha-pesach, that's a stronger separation, and then we don't care what happens on the outside or the inside, it's considered two separate areas. Says the Mishabura, if katon kuf chav zayin, ad she yorvu yachad. So we said again, if there's a lechi at the midway point, with a chatzar beyond it, and another lechi at the edge, so then they aser on each other until they make an erev together. Rotzalomer remains to say, sheyishtatvu yachad. They have to put a shituf together. V'tam adover, the reason for this is, tehine derech ha-mavuos. The way of mavuos is, la'achar shetiknu b'lechi akora. After they fix up the fourth side with the lechi akora, v'hishtatev kol hadoran b'mavu yachad. Everyone joins together, they make a shituf, they join together with their food, all together in that mavui. Tekeshelo yishtatvu. If they don't all join together, you asurim lahotze me'achatzeros the mavui. It'll be asur to carry from each individual chatzer to the joint mavui. V'kevon sha'hergel kenhu. Since that is the normal way, shuv asurim b'nei mavui l'chalik l'chatzoyim. So the members of the mavui are not able to split into two. V'lasos kol echot shitov b'fnei atzmo, and divide up and make their own shitov individually. Da'asri hani ahani. Because then one group asks on the other group. Mishum da'havi k'mavui sheshochach echem minachatzeros v'lo nishtat v'bo da'asra akula. It's like having a mavui with different chatzeros, and one of the chatzeros doesn't join the shituf, that will create an isser for everyone. Sivkoton kufchav ches. Then the Mechaber said, if there's no chatzer outside the lechi that was put halfway, or there is a chatzer, but they didn't make a lechi by the outside of the mavui, says the Mishabura, the kevan shelo asu lechi. Since they did not put a lechi on the outside of the mavui, the ein yochon l'talta the mavui, and they can't carry in the mavui, im kein einam ruin l'shatev yachad. So that chatzer on the outer side is not able to join together with those inside the lechi. Lochein ein bekochan le'asar al pnimis. Therefore, they don't have the power to asar on the inside people. Va'afilu yesh lahem jrisas aregel aleihem. Even if they have to walk through that area, they will not have the power to asar. Sivkatun kuf chavtes. Mimenu v'lachutz asurim. So in this case, the lechi inward is mutter. The lechi outward is asar. The chashvina ki'ilu ha'mavui. Haslam and alechi lefnim. We view the mavui as if it starts by the lechi inward. And therefore, the whole inside will be mutter. The outside will be asar. Sivkatun kuflamid, we said, but if they made a stronger separation, meaning a tu pasim, a pasar ba, a tzurza pesach, that is a much stronger separation. Says the Mishabura, Bazem is Chalkim HaRashuyas Madadi. These separators make a full separation between the Rashuyos, Vahave Kiilu Mechitza Beinehim. It's as if there's Mamish a wall between them. The Ein Yecholon Lesser Eilal Eilu, and therefore one section cannot answer on the other section. V'dafka Kashayin Lehem Jesus HaRegel Zel Zeh. But Dafka, if they don't have to walk through each other's area, they each have their own entrance into the Mavui. Kigon Sheish Lehem Pesach Acha, they have another entrance. Ava Balav Hachi. But if one has to pass to the other, afilu dela slomahani, even a door is not going to separate them, and they will ask on each other if they have to pass through to get outside the mavui. One of the separators we said is shnei pasim, says the Mishabura kuflam and aleph shel mashuhuyim, two mashuhus of a pasim, mashu mikan and mashu mikan, the smallest pas or lechi on this side and the smallest on that side, v'afilu chatzir chon l'chalei b'chagavna. Even if it wasn't a mavui, but rather it was a chatzer, you are able to separate it with one of these ways. New point in the Mishabura. Ir hamu kefes choma, a city that is surrounded by a wall. Vinin alu apsachim balayla, and the openings are locked up at night. Upesach echad eininol, and one doorway of the city is not closed up at night. Umikol makom have kelechi alidei pesach ahu. But still, that doorway is considered like a lechi, assuming the wall sticks out a little bit into the open area. Ein ma'arvin osel lechatzon. The city is considered one big area. You cannot make individual erivin over there. Aval im nifratz pirza. But if there's a break in the wall somewhere, batel hechshera, then the whole hechshera is considered nullified. Shall ear v'yocholin la'arev chetzer ulaniyah chetzer. Then you can make an erev on half bit and leave off the other half. It's not considered one big team anymore once there is a pirza in the wall. Says the mechaber v'ayder sitlam beiz. Zeshech sharnu lahamid lechi beemtzam mavui. That which we allowed in Siflam and Aleph to put a lechi at the halfway point of a mavui, hu hadin lahamid korah beemtzam mavui. You also can place a korah, a beam across from wall to wall in the middle of the mavui and separate it that way as well. V'chol ze b'yesh ba'osol chatzim mavui ha'mukhshar taras mavui. When we're going to make a separation in the middle of a mavui, and you want to say the inside is viewed as its own mavui, you have to make sure it has all the requirements that we require for a mavui. And therefore the Mechaber says, it has to have the hechsher taras mavui, meaning, shelo yehei arko pachos mi'arba amos, the walls beyond the korah or the lechi in the middle, have to have 4 amos in length. Vishyehei arko yasra rachbo, like we learned earlier, a mavui always has to have its length long, bigger than its width. V'sheyu batim v'chatzeros psuchim l'sochon, you have to have also houses and courtyards open to the mavui. Ha'lav hachi, but if you don't have all of these criteria, so then it loses its status of a mavui beyond this korah or lechi, and therefore it's tzarech pas mashu mikanu pas mashu mikanu pas arba b'tzarecha, then you would have to close it up like a chatzer, which is a pas on both sides or a pas arba on one side. Says the Mishabura, if katan kufla medeis v'chol ze biyesh, hay v'chol ze koy amashel sharnu behemid lechi b'emtza mavui. This mechaber that says all this is going back on that which we learned in Sif Lamed Aleph, that we are machshir to put a lechi in the middle of a mavui. Kishelo asu lechi b'rosh ha-mavui. When there was no lechi outside the mavui, there was only one in the middle, and that split it up and allowed the inside to work. V'ka'amar, the mechaber is saying over here, dehu dafka, Shebechatzi ha-mavui zeh levad gam kin yesh olav she-mavui. It has to be that the half of the mavui on the inside has all the criteria of a mavui. The yesh lo kol ha-tanoim ha-tzarech lo-zeh. It has all the requirements k'de mesayim ha-shulchan aruch u'kmo she-kazal el besif chabov. Ho lav hachi. But if it does not have all the requirements of a mavui beyond the lechi towards the inside, yesh lo din chatzer, then that area gets a din of a chatzer. Vitzara pas mashu v'chuli, then it has to be closed up like a chatzer, which is more strict than the closing up of a mavui, like we learned in Sebez. This Shulchan Aruch is not going back in the case of Sitlam and Aleph, where they had a lechi in the middle and also a lechi on the outside, and they made an error together. The Alzelo Tzarech, because if that would be the case, you would not require Shabbaoso Chatzi Hamavui Yia Lo Kalapratim. If they join together with one big error of the two halves, you would not need just on the inside to have all the dimensions and the criteria of a Mavui, the Mitzarev Kalamavui Biyachalazeh. Because then you could join both halves of a Mavui together to satisfy those requirements, V'ayin Shama Shekosav Od Bazeh. Let's go right to the Mechaber Sif Lamed Gimel, and now the Mechaber switches gears, a very Gishmak Asif. Mavui shurach of Esrim Amos. You have a Mavui that is 20 Amos wide. This is like picture number 131. You have a very wide Mavui. Kevon shorech hapas arba Amos. I skipped, I'm sorry. Mavui shurach of Esrim Amos. Ose pas rochav arba Amos umamidu b'emtza. You could place a board, like in the picture, lengthwise, if it's 4 Amos long, to make a separation. V'choshev kol tzad mitzidei hapas. Each side of that board is considered kemovui bifnei atzmo. You took the one large movui that was 20 amos wide, you put a 4 amos board down the middle, and you in essence split it into 2 movuis. Kevon she'orech hapas arba amos. Since the pas that you put there is 4 amos, which as we know, is the length of a wall of a movui. So now you have a full wall and a wall that's 4 amos on one side, and a full wall and a wall that's 4 amos on the other side. You made 2 movuis next to each other. So now you want to fix them up. V'yitein kora birosho. Like in the picture, you place one long kora on the head of the mavui, across from one side to the other. V'tzorech lizor shetehei ha-kora munachas ala pas. You must make sure that that kora is also resting on the board in the middle. O tol shlosh tefachim, or at least within 3 tefachim, so we say lo, but it's as if it's on there. Also, v'tzorech shiyehei b'chol mavui mishnei elu, shapas masik b'neim. You also have to make sure that you have on both sides, bottom v'chatzeros psuchim l'socho. So you have to have, as we know for every mavui, houses and chatzeros open to it. So now that you made 2 mavuis, if you wanted to both get a din of a mavui, you have to make sure both sides have 2 chatzeros with each half 2 houses, v'chol tanai mavui, and all the other requirements of a mavui. What about beyond the pass, beyond that 4 amah board till the back wall of the mavui? Yesh lo din mavui akum. That gets a din of a mavui that's bent. We mentioned this once before, it's really in the next simon, but it's considered a mavui that turns. Because you have a mavui on this side, a mavui on this side, and in the back, there's a connector, so it's ki'ilu, it's like a ches, and it goes all the way around. So that gets a din of a mavui akum. Sharei elu shnei amavuos misakmin. They turn ubeemtza psuchim b'shnei rosheihim l'shtarabim. They both open on one side to l'shtarabim and they connect on the other end. That is a mavui akum, which we'll discuss in greater detail later. We'll see a little bit about the mishabura shortly. But says the Rama, v'yesh omrim. There are those who say the ein lo din mavui akum. There will be no din of a bent mavui over here. Elim kein yesh min apas ar kosel ha-emtzoi yosem yas amos. Only if from the 4 amah board till the back wall is more than 10 amos, only then it will get a din of a mavui akum. If it's less than 10 amos, then it's not considered anything. It's a pesach. It would be like 2 mavuis with a doorway between them. It would not need to be fixed up like a mavui akum. That is the second shita. That's the shita of the Ramah. So let's see the Mishabura beginning at Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Gimel. So you have a very wide mavui, shurach of esrim amos, it's 20 amos wide. We're talking about a case where you don't want, for whatever reason, to make it Tzuras HaPesach by the opening of the Mavui. As we know, Tzuras HaPesach helps no matter how big it is. So a 20 Amma Mavui, one Tzuras HaPesach would take care of it. Again, not Lefi the Rambam, but Lefi the other Shittos. That would fix up one big mavui without doing this other eitzah that he's saying, like we learned earlier in Siv Chavav. So eitzah number one is, put a Tzuras HaPesach, you fix up one mavui. If you don't want to do that, then you have eitzah number two, the Mechaber discusses, putting this board down the middle. Rochav Arba Amos. It has to be a board that's four Amos, if Kadon Kuflam and Dalid. Ubepochos mikan lo mahani. Less than four amos, putting the board down the middle will not help anything. Afal pisha kol tzadu pochos me'aser. Even though you in fact made each side less than 10 amos now, still it's not going to be good. Da'osi avira da'hagisu mavatale. The airspace on both ends of this small mechitza nullifies the mechitza. It's as if it's not there. Which is not the case if you make the wall there 4 amos, which is the size of the length of a wall of a mavui, like we learned in Sukhavav. So then, ein avir shemikana mikan yachlevatlo. Then the airspace on both sides, even though it's bigger on both sides, it will not be mevatlet. Why? Shein avir yachol levatel kosa mavui. Once it has a din of a kosa mavui, it has the right size, it can't be nullified by the avir on both sides. Stam a board that doesn't have a shem mechitza, it's not considered a wall of a mavui, that can be nullified. But once it has a shem mechitza, even though it's larger on both sides, it will not nullify it. Umasha kosa v'mamido be'emtza, and that which the mechaber said you put in the middle, Hainu la'arko shamavui, that means lengthwise in the mavui, like we see in picture 131. Sivkaton kuflamid hei. We said, since the length of that board is 4 amos, v'tzaruch gamkein shelo yia pas namuch v'yasar tvachim. Besides the length being 4 amos, the height has to be not less than 10 tvachim. Ukedin kosel shamavui. Like any wall of a mavui always has to be 10 tvachim high, this pas is becoming a wall to 2 mavuis, so it has to be 10 tvachim high, like we learned also in Sivchavav. Sivkaton kufla mitvav. We said you put a korah berosho. Hainu, sheagia mikosel echad shel mavui ara kosel shekinegdo. It reaches all the way from one wall all the way to the other wall. Kedei lahatir shnei atzadim. In order that this korah can be matir, both sides, both mavuis that you have created. V'hu adin sheyachol asakni alidei l'chayim. You don't need a korah. You could also be matir both mavuis now by putting a lechi on both sides. Lechi mikam, lechi mikam. That doesn't mean 2 lechis. It means lechi in 1 mavui and another lechi in another mavui. You will matter the mavui with a lechi instead of a korah, which is also fine. Oh, lechi be'echad v'kori be'echad. You could also split it up. Put a lechi on one side to fix up that mavui and a korah on the other side. Hainu sherosh echad al kosel amavui. If you put a korah only for one of the mavuyos, so it would have to be that the korah goes on the wall of the mavui, v'roshu asheni al pas, and the other end of the korah has to go on the board in the middle, because that is the second wall of that mavui, keshar mavuos, like any other mavui. But we said if you're doing one long korah across, it must rest on the pas arba, because that is one of the walls. Kufla mitzayim, lafuke ima pas namuch, to exclude if the board is too low. Afsha kora magas mikosel zehar kosel shekenegda lomhani. Even if the kora goes all the way from one wall to the other wall, but if it's too high for the pass to the middle, it's no good. Tahare aidea pass nechsov kishne mavuos. It's only considered 2 mavuis because of the pass, so it has to be on the pass. Duhu chashav kakosel. That's counted as one of the walls for both sides. The imkain kol mavui eina kora shlo munach raka kosel echad. If the korah is not resting on the pas, then in each mavui, the korah is only resting on one wall. That is not good. Or it could be within 3 tefachim, says the Mishnah Berurah Kuflam Ches, the Havi Kelavud, that's like it's on it. We say love it, it's as if it's connected, that's also going to be okay. Sifkotun Kuflam Etes, we also need both sides to have all the rules of a mavui. Hamavur Le'elbis Sifchavav, that we discussed in detail in Sifchavav. Di'i Lav Hachi, because if they don't each have the dinim of a mavui, then dino kechatzer, then they get a din of a chatzer, ve'ein korah molobo. And as we know, a chatzer does not get fixed up with a korah. Ela shnei l'chayim shel mashu b'shnei tzidav. Each Mavui, which would now be considered a chatzer, would need a lechi on each side. Kemavur lelbasit beis. Then you have to come on to the rules of a chatzer, either a pas kolshu on both sides or a pas arba. But you would not be able to fix it up with a korah if it's not a mavui. Sifkotan kufmen. The mechaber then said the space between the four amma wall and the back wall makes it considered a mavui akum. Rotzalomar. Sivkadon kufmem, chutz tikun ha-kora, besides the fixing up of the kora, sha'osa bispesach ha-mavui, that you're putting in by the entrance into the mavui, tzarech lasos o tikun besof orech ha-pas, you need to do another fixing up at the other end of that four amma board. Kedin mavui akum, like the regular rules of a mavui that bends, I will discuss later in Simon Shin Samadal at Sosef Gimel. Vafilu ein sham eser amos min sof orach apas akos amtoi. According to the Mechaber, even if it's not 10 amos between the end of the pass and the back wall, you still need to fix it up. Sivkaton kuf malfi, just adjust the lotion of the Mechaber to make it more sense. Mis akmen u beemtza psuchim, tzarech lomar means to say, mis akmen, the two mavuis are bent, beemtza in the middle, u psuchim, and they are open on the other end, two rishis harabim. The Ramah said, kuf men beis, this is still in the Mechaber, the two openings go to rishis harabim, vi alkein tzarech lasos tzuras ha-pesach. The way you fix it up, at least one of the ways, we'll see the details later, is through a Tzuras HaPesach, like in picture 136, from the back of the four wall, a pass, till the back wall, you put a Tzuras HaPesach that fix up this Mavui Akum. So says the Mishnah Berurah Kufman Beis, the Alkein Tzarech Lasos Tzuras HaPesach, Bisof Orech HaPas, by the end of the length of this board that's four amos, ad kosel ha'im tzoy kenegdo, until the back wall corresponding to it, v'dami kemosh haya osa pas l'orach ha'mavui, that is as if you made a pass across the entire mavui and you split it into two. It's no longer considered a turned and bent mavui, it's considered just them two totally independent mavuis. Finally, Sivkatun Kufman Mimo, the Ramah says, you only need to fix up the back if it's more than 10 amos between the end of the four amma pass and the back wall. The Afa Gav de Mavur Lakabam Simin Shin Samach Dalad. Even though we're going to see later in the next Simin, B'mavui Okum Sha'asui Kmin Ches, when you have a bent mavui that is shaped like a ches, afilu ein mi psichas ak mi muso, even if you don't have from the end of the bend, ar kosel haim tsoi till the back wall, eser amos, even if you don't have eser amos, nami tsarach sham tikun, a regular mavui akum, even if from the back side of the middle section till the back wall is not 10 amos, you still have to do a tikun. Shani hasan, there is different. Do akum mamish. That's mamish a mavui akum, and therefore it needs a tikkun. Aval hacha, but over here, it's not really a mavui akum. It's really one big mavui. Here, yesh lomar sh'ayidei pas nasim kishnei mavuos. Through the board in the middle, it's made like two separate mavuis. Shemuchulokim legamri atzofam. It's as if it goes all the way to the end of the middle wall, and you have two separate mavuis. The afdein apas magia koselam tsoi. Even though the four amma board doesn't reach all the way to the back wall, so why are you viewing it as two separate mavuis? Mikomakom still. Kevan dein min sofa pas la kosel shekneido yosem eser amos. Since there is not from the end of the four amma board till the back wall more than 10 amos, so nechshav kepesach. So that area that's less than 10 amos or 10 amos or less is simply considered a doorway. V'domi kishnei mavua shemuchulokim legamri. It's like two mavuis that are totally separated. Elashiyesh pesach me'echel chaveru. Just as an opening from one to the other. It's considered an opening that doesn't need any kind of tikkun. Masha'enkem biyoser me'eser amos. Which is not the case according to the Ramah. It's more than 10 amos from the pas arba till the back wall. Efshar lomer dahave kepesach. Again, a pesach can't be more than 10 amos, so you can't call it a pesach. V'alkein dino kemavui akum. Then it gets a din of mavui akum and it has to be fixed up with the tzuras pesach. Uledina halach lemaisa eskimo achronim deheikar kesvara rishon. The ikar halacha is like the first shita, and that even if it is less than 10 amos, you should put a tzuras pesach over there. V'ayim bir halacha sivkaton kufem dalin yosemi eser amos. It has to be more than 10 amos according to the Ramah. Kein tzarach lomer. That's how it should be said. And that concludes sif lamed gimel. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll go weiter with sif lamed dalin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.